Hello, women of God. This is Erica.
And Arceli.
And we want to welcome you to the Upstream Pursuit podcast, the leadership podcast for Christian women going against the current.
Welcome back, Pursuers. We hope you're having a wonderful week. What's going on your side, Erica?
Hey, nothing much, you know, working, being a mom, being a wife, just regular stuff. How about you?
I wish I could say the same, but I'm just singling, working.
How's singling going for you?
You know, it's where it needs to be right now. I do think it's going to be time soon to get out there, but... I'm just taking it one day at a time.
That's fair. That's fair.
I did want to ask you, so we just finished our wellness series, if you will. We talked about financial goals, mental health goals, spiritual goals. Any revelations? Has anything kind of stood out?
I think each one of them, I took something different or something new for, you know, me to work on. I love when we have guests on just because it just brings a different perspective and so many different personalities. So it's really nice to kind of see where people are coming from. I mean, I'm still convicted over Ugo's call for me to financially be more aware of, you know, how my husband manages the finances in the event that anything happens, that I feel prepared for that. Just with the physical health episode, I mean, just remembering that clean eating is extremely important and that it impacts our ability to effectively do certain things that God may have called us to do. So just, you know, the energy to be able to, you know, pray and to battle spiritual warfare is important. All kind of connects to how we look at our health and how we manage our health within these bodies that we're currently living in. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, same. I think that from the physical one, I feel like that's the one that just has spoken to me the most, just because I just have been in such a funk. And even though I'm kind of doing it, like I hadn't been really been as consistent, especially like you said, with the eating piece. But also like recently, and I know that I made a sort of mention on that pod about like just calling and worship leading. And I am like super aware right now. Like, every time I'm out of breath, or the other day, my back just hurt from like holding a guitar. And, you know, I just could hear Cynthia's like words about the importance of being physically fit and how that does impact ministry. Because honestly, prior to that, I hadn't really considered that. Real talk.
Yeah.
And then just for me, I definitely feel like I have a greater awareness of just the prayer piece and how like being tired and all that just limits me. Because that was the thing, I had been feeling sick for a little bit and I had gone to the doctor and apparently there was nothing really wrong with me except for allergies. But like I had a hard time breathing and it reminded me a lot of what Cynthia was saying about how like sickness can limit you from doing the things, all the things that God has for you.
Yeah.
So I was thinking a lot of ministry and all the things that not being able to breathe for that period was doing to me that wasn't letting me do that. But just again, like I didn't have energy. And so just having a greater awareness of that has been really interesting.
Yeah. And we're not the only ones. Shout out to our pursuer out there, Lucy, who actually texted us a few weeks ago after that podcast came out and said how she really needed that like little kickstart when listening to our podcast to just kind of get back on the bandwagon with her health. So that was really cool to hear. Great feedback.
Hey, and to that point, I did let Cynthia know that we had gotten some feedback from her, and she was obviously very encouraged. And something that she said to me was that receiving that feedback reminded her that she may not necessarily be able to impact a lot of people, but that she can impact the people who do listen to the things that she's saying.
Yeah.
Obviously, in that moment, it was in the pod, but, you know, she really does take her training to heart. And I think it's just a beautiful, shining example of just how to integrate your faith with the work that you do. And
yeah,
I'm really grateful for her and obviously the encouragement and the help that she has been to me.
Yeah.
I mean, so speaking of awareness, I think one of the things that we wanted to chat about today is just about spiritual gifts. So this is something that comes up pretty often. People want to walk in their calling. people want to know what their gifts are and how to use them. And so what we wanted to do today was talk a little bit more about what spiritual gifts are, where do we find any information about spiritual gifts in scripture. We also want to talk about what are they used for. Do we use spiritual gifts for our own gain, or what is God's intent for our spiritual gifts? And then we're also going to talk about, how do I know if I have spiritual gifts? And then next week, we're going to talk about, how do I know what my gifts are? And so I'm really excited about this conversation. How are you feeling overall going into this one?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it is something that comes up quite a bit, and we do talk about living out your calling. So we did feel like it was probably a really good time for us to actually talk a little bit more about some of those gifts that we all have, and a little bit more guidance on what does it mean for us? And then maybe sharing that with our pursuers as well. So I have a question for you. I'm going to start it off with you. How would you describe spiritual gifts?
You know, I've given this a lot of thought, because I always thought that spiritual gifts and talents were the same thing. Mm. So for example, you know, again, like as a worship leader, I always thought, oh, well, my gift is music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a young believer, that's what I thought. But music is just the medium by which I can use my spiritual gift. So I would define a spiritual gift as a supernatural ability or talent per se. But this word supernatural is really important, because this is a supernatural gift that has been given to an individual or to us by God, and that it is empowered by the Holy Spirit for the purpose of building up the church. That's how I would define it. Would you define it differently?
I would say that would pretty much be how I would describe a spiritual gift. Often what we think our gifts are actually the mediums in which we do things. And I want to dive into that a little bit more a little bit later. But if we were to just kind of say, like, in a nutshell, what is it? I would agree with that. A supernatural ability. I love that. Given by God to build up the church and others, and
yeah,
give him the glory at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's really good. So you're a pastor's kid. And as many of you know, Erica's dad is my pastor. And so one of the things that I have learned about my pastor is that he talks a lot about spiritual gifts. And he always says, too much is given, much is required, you know, and he's always like just capitalizing on the fact that we have been given gifts. Did you know about spiritual gifts? Because that's something that you guys talked about a lot at home ever?
No. Growing up, that wasn't necessarily a conversation specifically. But I will say that my dad did highlight gifts naturally in conversations as a way of encouragement for me and my brother growing up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was directly like, that's your spiritual gift.
Yeah.
You know, the conversations weren't around it in that way.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, let's talk about where we can find these spiritual gifts. Because like I said, you know, I thought music was a spiritual gift. And so what happened was I started reading the word and then I realized music wasn't listed anywhere. We see music is obviously seen all throughout scripture. And I know that that's a very specific thing, because it's something that it's very personal to me. But when we talk about spiritual gifts, there's specific places in scripture that discuss this. And so we are not going to go into all of these scriptures. We actually want to encourage you all to read them and to study them on your own. But we are going to share one that we're going to go through. But let me just list those out so that you can explore.
Yeah. So write these down. So grab a piece of paper and a pen real quick, just so that you can go back and take a look at these.
Absolutely. Okay. And so the main three passages that describe spiritual gifts would include Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. You're also going to find spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 11, and then verses 28. There is also conversations about spiritual gifts in Ephesians chapter 4, but those seem to be a little bit more focused on like offices within the church, not necessarily spiritual gifts per se, but I did want to highlight that.
Mm-hmm.
And so today we're going to be reading out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
So yes, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 through 11. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. Verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. So this passage basically highlights, you know, the diversity of spiritual gifts that there are, the origin of the Holy Spirit within these gifts, and then their purpose for the common good of the community. For me, it shows that it emphasizes like that unity of believers, despite like the amount of gifts that there are, there's like a lot of diversity in it, that all the gifts are given by the same Spirit and it's for the benefit of all. Is that what you would have taken out of that?
Yeah. So you were reading the scripture. The first thing that came to mind was like the lack of need for competition. Yeah. It literally comes from the same source. I mean, if you think about it, it's like such a sweet thing. He has taken a part of himself and he has imparted that to us. For example, in Romans 12, verse 6, it actually says, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Every single one of us has received something from the Lord and he has put it in place exactly as he needed it to be. And I was kind of thinking about just like, did the Lord do this? Because like he obviously like knows our personality. So he's like, yeah, this one's going to be like that one. So let me give her this one, you know, let me give the other one that one. And so it's just goes to show the beauty of the Lord.
I grabbed my book Bible that's in here. It's the one that has a little excerpt. And now I'm reading like the footnotes and it's so interesting.
What is it saying?
First, it was this one, the whole variety of gifts piece. Apparently, the Corinthians exaggerated the importance of the gift of tongues. So Paul must remind them that one and the same Spirit distributes a variety of the gifts of his people. The added reference to the same Lord and the same God reflect the importance of the doctrine of the Trinity for Paul. So they also support his concern for unity within the diversity. So that kind of describes kind of why Paul emphasized that so much within this, you know, scripture.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing that context, which again goes back to what I was just saying about like the competition. So it's like, oh, well, I have the gift of tongues, so therefore I'm more spiritual. And Paul is like, nah, there's a whole bunch of gifts and we all have a part to play, essentially. And so then we have to ask ourselves, what are these gifts for? And so 2 Peter 1:3 says, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. And so one of the reasons why we have gifts is because these gifts are helping us achieve or accomplish God's plans for us. It gives us everything that we need so that we can live lives that align with who God is. I want to read from 1 Peter 4:10, 11, and it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. And so here in this passage, Peter tells us one of the reasons too why we use our gifts is because we are stewards of God's grace. And so God gives us the gifts. He gives us the grace, and then we become managers of that grace. And then the next thing is that he uses these gifts so that we can fulfill our function in the body. And I think it goes back to what you were saying, Erica. Again, we all have a function. So when we capitalize on just one gift, then we miss out on the full expression of who God is, right? Yeah. As individuals, but then also within the body.
Yeah, for sure. And I would also say like, okay, so for verse 7, it had said for the common good. It says to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Again, in my little footnote here, wanted to share with our pursuers, it says if we use them for selfish reasons, then we're completely misunderstanding the purpose of spiritual gifts. It's because there are different needs in the Christian community. There are different gifts that are required.
That's great.
And that would go to what I would say is like, you know, one of the reasons that we have them is to serve others and for the common good. And that might look different in your church versus my church in what gifts are present, but that it is for a common good. I'd also say that just the praise of God's glory, God constantly is wanting to display his glory within his people. And so that would be another reason why he may be presenting those gifts. And then also just expressing a life that lives for God and in God. The more we understand and are in tune with the Spirit and our gifts, the more we're able to express that in whatever function that God wants us to display.
That's great. And then the next question I would ask is, how do I know if I have spiritual gifts, right? So we just read in 1 Peter 4, 10-11 that it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received. So the implication there is that we have received the gift, right? And so if it's empowered by the Holy Spirit, the moment we have the Holy Spirit in us, then at that point, some gifts have been given to us. Then, you know, it's just a matter of discovering, okay, well, what are those gifts?
Yeah, in Romans 12:6, it says we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. So how do you know if you have spiritual gifts? I mean, again, I think I would say it's just confirming the same thing, you know, you mentioned there, that we do have different gifts and they are according to the grace that God has given each of us. So it's there's going to be a variety of different ones among us as Christians.
Yeah. And then in 1 Corinthians 12:1, he just says he distributes them to each one just as he determines. So the Lord determines which gifts we are going to receive. Now, Paul does encourage people, you know, and he definitely was encouraging the Corinthian church to seek the greater gifts. And so we can pray for them. We can ask the Lord to give us gifts, and that's totally appropriate. Okay, and so then the last question that we're going to ask ourselves is, okay, so if we have these gifts, then how or where do we use them? I personally was not able to find a place in scripture where the Bible explicitly says that we have to use them. It does obviously talk about using them for the edification of the body of Christ, which we know that the body of Christ is not limited to a place or anything like that. I would say that we would want to use our gifts in our local congregations and beyond. So like our families, our work, pretty much any place where the Lord has us, that's a place where we would use the gifts to serve other people, but especially within the body of Christ. Would you agree with that, Erica?
Yeah, I would. And again, I'm going back to the little excerpts here because I think they're so good in helping us just, you know, understand a little bit more from theologians who've read and in context what these scriptures mean and how to best interpret them. And at the very end in verse 11, it says, as he wills.
That's good.
And so again, kind of going towards that question, like, what does it mean? Like, where do I use them or how do I use them? It says here, like, this sets the preceding list of gifts in proper perspective. Whether an individual or a church possesses a particular gift is not for us to decide. It is the Spirit who sovereignly provides for the people of God. The factor may explain why no New Testament passage gives a complete catalog of gifts or a precise definition of them, since they may vary significantly according to God's plan in changing situations, which is good. I mean, that's powerful, just the diversity there. And then it ends with this. A church may appropriately pray for God to grant gifts to meet its needs, but such prayers must be offered in submission to his sovereign will and perfect wisdom. And so just kind of to close that one up, how or where do I use them? It's one of those where it's like, it depends. It depends on where God wills it, how God wills it. And if we're in tune and in prayer, asking God to reveal that and to or to display that, that's when those answers will come. And the Spirit, we can trust that the Spirit will do what it needs to do when it needs to do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Since our gifts are part of us as believers because we have the Holy Spirit, I would say, how or where do we use them? So we're going to use them in who we are. We're going to use them everywhere. And we're going to use them in every situation and in every season that the Lord wills. Because I'm not going to be like at the grocery store and be like, I'm not going to use my gift right now because I'm not at the church, right?
Yeah.
And so there are no limitations here. Ultimately, the Lord gives us these gifts to do good with them. And that's what's exciting about it. So I hope that this was helpful. I think this was really helpful for me personally to just kind of talk through that. And then, like I mentioned, next week we're going to talk about, okay, well, if I'm supposed to have a gift and then if I'm supposed to use it, then how do I know what my gift is? And so that's what we're going to dive into next week.
All right, pursuers. Yes, I hope you are prayerfully asking God to reveal to you what gifts you might have. And we look forward to having a bit more of that conversation next week. We hope you have a wonderful week this week. And let's stand for truth, pursuers.